You're listening to KCPW, and it's time now for our Better Utah Legislative Update. Every Tuesday and Thursday morning, Alliance for Better Utah's Chase Thomas joins us to check in on what's happening up at the state legislative session. Chase, good morning. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here. Let's kick things off maybe by talking about some money at the legislature, some appropriations requests from the past little while, some of them ongoing, some of them new, and they have to do with public lands and the creatures that live on them, the animals that that may or may not be part of Utah's public land makeup. Tell us about these appropriations requests.
Yeah, so the first round of appropriations requests just ended. The Natural Resources, Environment, and Agriculture Appropriations Subcommittee, they finally prioritized all the requests that they had in their committee. And part of this was a series of requests that have been coming over and over again for the past few years related to all these public lands battles that we've had around the state.
Right.
Most significantly, there was a $2 million request to go towards this group called Big Game Forever.
I've heard of this group. This is a group that tries to keep wolves out of Utah or something like that.
Yeah, and also part of their contract was to try and keep sage grouse off of the endangered species list. This has been a multi-year battle that Utah has been waging against the federal government, trying to keep this bird off of a list because then it would lock up a lot of land in Utah. This group, Big Game Forever, has been given $5 million over the past, 5 years to lobby the federal government to keep this bird off of this list. And this is only one appropriations request out of a lot. There was $500,000 that was going to go to another group to lobby the federal government in public lands issues. Another $100,000 going to something called the Rural Utah Alliance to help defend local government officials when they're fighting against the federal government in lawsuits. And so there's just a bunch of these little requests of money that come every single year. And lawmakers are starting to wonder what's actually happening with this money. Is it actually being used for good, or is it going into a black hole? Because they haven't been giving reports back to the committees. And if they have, then they're considered confidential and only the chairs can look at them. And so a lot of the lawmakers on this Natural Resources Committee were like, well, we can't just keep on throwing money here if we don't know what it's going towards.
But as far as this year goes?
It has to go through another round of committee hearings, which is called the Executive Appropriations Committee. And if it's prioritized there, then it'll go into the final budget.
Okay, turning away from appropriations, Chase, and looking at some specific bills that are being filed this year, there's one we haven't talked about yet, which has to do with the so-called good landlord law. What does this do?
Yeah, so this is a bill from Representative Brian King. It's being pushed really hard by the ACLU to become law. A good landlord program is when a municipality, like a city or county, incentivizes a landlord to deny renting out their units to people with a criminal history.
Okay.
And their justification, I think, is to keep ex-convicts outside of their cities.
Okay.
Because they feel just it's bad to have them there. This bill would prohibit municipalities throughout the state from doing that. So basically just do away with so-called good landlord programs.
So this would make it easier, I guess, around the state for people who have a criminal record to rent, whereas right now it might not be so easy.
Yeah. The argument for pushing this bill this year is because this law is keeping ex-convicts out of entire cities. Mm-hmm. It's making it harder for them to adjust to life after prison. And so with this bill, it's easier for them to find housing. It's not going to be one more thumb pressed on the scale against them.
Okay. Well, and you could imagine that it might be another factor in Utah's homelessness problem. What's going on with this bill?
This week, the bill went through the House. It was debated and voted on the floor. And during that debate, it was amended so that certain cities throughout the state that have halfway houses would be exempted from this, certain cities that have halfway houses would be exempted from the law. And so they would still be able to have these good landlord programs.
Okay, so that bill, as amended, has passed?
Yes, it passed the House and it's now headed to the Senate.
Okay. Finally today, Chase, there's a bill having to do with the makeup of the bench, judicial diversity in Utah. Tell us about this measure.
There's a group in Utah called the Commission for Criminal and Juvenile Justice that one of their responsibilities is to consider the nominees who have been nominated to be judges throughout the state. And a couple of years ago, they made a rule for their commission that one of the factors that they would consider is diversity.
Gender diversity, yeah. Racial diversity, and so on.
Yeah, any aspect that it would make the judicial bench more representative of the state as a whole. Because right now, it's overwhelmingly white and male. There's been an effort over the past couple of years in the legislature to undo this rule. This is because some lawmakers feel that diversity is just not an important factor, that it's the judge's experience, the judge's intelligence, his ability to follow the rule of law, just all these things that other things rather than diversity that the CCJJ should be
prioritizing.
Yeah.
This measure is popping up again. What's happening with it at the legislature this year?
So it's already passed through the House. It went through House committee and on the House floor, and it's now in the Senate to where it's going to committee.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens there. And with all of the measures we've been talking about today, Chase Thomas, Policy and Advocacy Council with Alliance for Better Utah, we are out of time, but thanks for coming in again, and thanks for this update.
Thank you.
This has been your Better Utah Legislative Update here on KCPW.